Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump still not conceding defeat in the presidential election, but he is hinting at the possibility that he will not be in the White House next year. He delivered his first public remarks since Joe Biden was declared the winner by major news organizations last week, speaking during an event in the Rose Garden where he gave an update for a coronavirus vaccine.
Ideally, we won't go to a lockdown. I will not go. This administration will not be going to a lockdown. Hopefully, whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell.
The president speaking there as the nation sets records for confirmed coronavirus cases, saying a vaccine will ship in a matter of weeks to vulnerable populations, though the Food and Drug Administration has not yet been asked to grant the necessary emergency approvals. Neither Trump nor Joe Biden have any public appearances on their schedules today, but Biden is expected to meet with advisors about the transition. He's pressing ahead despite Trump's refusal to concede. President Trump's supporters expected to gather in Washington, D.C. today to show support for his refusal to admit defeat in the presidential election. Police say a dozen or so groups will be hosting demonstrations in the nation's capital. Rallies are also planned in several other states, including Michigan's capital, as Michelle Giacospolo reports from member station WKAR in East Lansing.
The rally is planned in Lansing, Michigan, in support of President Trump and verifying every vote for president in the state. Protesters allege without evidence that election officials in Detroit used illegal practices like not allowing Republican challengers into the building when counting votes. Those allegations are disputed by officials, including Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. This rally comes on the heels of a Michigan Circuit Court judge's decision that rejected claims of fraud in Detroit and denied Republicans' requests to stop election canvassing and certification in Wayne County. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Giacospolo in Lansing.
West Virginia, among the states imposing new rules at containing the coronavirus, the state broke its daily record for daily coronavirus infections on Thursday. Emily Allen is with West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
West Virginia has had an executive order in place for face coverings and social distancing since July. But now, Republican Governor Jim Justice is issuing a stricter order calling on businesses to better enforce mask wearing indoors.
If you don't step up, business owners, and make it mandatory when people are entering your businesses, the next steps will have to be closure.
Justice is also closing school for a week after Thanksgiving and postponing winter sports until January. More than 880 new cases of the coronavirus were announced Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Emily Allen in Charleston, West Virginia.
And you're listening to NPR News. Governments in Central America facing an economic crisis as a result of the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Eta. Now the region is bracing for another potential hurricane, this one called Iota. Maria Martin reports.
What's now known as Tropical Storm Iota would be storm number 30 in a year of record-breaking and destructive weather events. In Central America, the heavy rains and flooding due to recent Storm Eta still have dozens of communities underwater and cut off from the rest of the country. Economic losses as a result of destroyed agricultural fields are in the millions in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. Regional leaders say Central America can't withstand another natural disaster without international aid. Iota is taking a path similar to Eta and is expected to make landfall in Central America early next week. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
Forecasters say Iota will be a major hurricane as it approaches Central America late tomorrow or Monday. The pandemic-delayed Masters Golf Tournament heading into today's third round with a crowded leaderboard. Midway through the second round, four players tied atop the leaderboard, including Justin Thomas.
Just try to stay patient and hang in there. So it's definitely not as low as I feel like I could or should be, but we're in good position going into the weekend.
Thomas shares the lead with Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, and Abraham Anser. The third round is set to begin later this morning. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News.